Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Brian Moore, born Belfast, 1921, a man who Graham Greene once called my favorite living author. He said each book of his is dangerous, unpredictable, and amusing. Brian Moore, one of nine children born into a devout Catholic family, quickly rejected Catholicism as he grew up, but continued writing about it for most of the rest of his life. He was a newspaper man for a while and then took up writing novels. His first one came out in 1955, The Lonely Passion of Judith Hearn. He moved to New York and in 1966 moved to California, where he remained for the rest of his life, wrote more novels, wrote screenplays as well, including the screenplay for the Alfred Hitchcock movie Torn Curtain. Brian Moore, who when he died in 1999, his obituary in the paper began, "The most accomplished and least fashionable writer in Los Angeles, died last week." It's the birthday of the poet Charles Wright, born Pickwick Dam, Tennessee, 1935. His father was a civil engineer for the Tennessee Valley Authority. He was a bookish kid in high school, read all of William Faulkner by the time he graduated, served 4 years in the U.S. Army, stationed in Italy, where he discovered the cantos of Ezra Pound, and he began writing poetry. Charles Wright, who said, "Without language, there is no poetry. Without poetry, there's just talk. Talk is cheap and proves nothing. Poetry is dear and difficult to come by, but it poles us across the river and puts music in our ears." And it was on this day, 100 years ago, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed into law the act that established the National Park Service. There already were national parks. Yellowstone had been designated as such in 1872. By the 1890s, there were three more: Yosemite, Sequoia, and Kings Canyon, which then was called General Grant National Park. But there was no government agency to protect the national parks. The Army got the job at first, but had no power to enforce laws. Department of Agriculture tried to, the Department of the Interior, but no one was really doing the job until 1916, on this day, when the National Park Service came into being. Here's a poem by Charles Wright on his birthday, entitled Ars Poetica 2. "I find, after all these years, I am a believer. I believe what the thunder and lightning have to say. I believe that dreams are real, and that death has two reprisals. I believe that dead leaves and black water fill my heart. I shall die like a cloud, beautiful, white, full of nothingness. The night sky is an ideogram, a code card punched with holes. It thinks it's the word of what's to come. It thinks this, but it's only the library of last resort, the reflected light of the great misunderstanding. God is the fire my feet are held to." A poem by Charles Wright, Ars Poetica 2, from Appalachia, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.